In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. A public lands package that includes the CORE Act and the Colorado Wilderness Act continues to split the state's congressional delegation along party lines. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
It's getting to be a familiar refrain within the state's congressional delegation. Democrats support the public lands package, while Republicans are opposed. GOP Congressman Doug Lamborn called the bills a land grab that will hurt local economies and impose unnecessary restrictions on land use. The CORE Act has wide bipartisan support at the local level, but some county commissioners have raised concerns about the wilderness bill. Both bills passed the House along party lines within the delegation last session, but stalled in the Senate. The House is expected to vote on the package this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's second-largest school district is gearing up to return all middle and high school students to full-time in-person learning. But a group of Jeffco School District students have gathered 1,500 signatures opposing the plan. Morgan Fritzler, a junior at Lakewood High School, says there isn't room for students to physically distance in classrooms. And she says students likely won't get the COVID-19 vaccine until the fall.
And so until that happens, we're both vulnerable ourselves to contracting COVID-19, as well as spreading it to our families, many of which are immunocompromised and medically fragile.
Jeffco says it will announce a return date for students later this week. And Colorado's Labor Department will hold a virtual job fair today with more than 400 employers. The event is for the general public, but invites veterans to join first. Registration is available at cdle.colorado.gov. It's 25 degrees in Denver, 24 in Montrose. This is CPR News.